girly quiz, makeup and hands and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself and the women all across Dublin, we quiz Dave on all things girly. We're teaching him a thing or two over the last 2.5 years. And long may it last. Dave has to answer 3 questions correctly in order to win the week, but he does have some help along the way as well.
Thank God for that.
One is the simplify option, essentially a 50-50. And the other is his phone a female. And really exciting for all the phone a females from now and the next while, because the girly quiz is now with Essence Cosmetics. So our phone a female today will win a Essence hamper for herself and a friend, filled with Essence's brand new spring summer collection. And all the winners will be entered into a draw to win a pair of VIP tickets to Longitude at the end of June.
Nice.
And it's all because you can experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, which is proudly sponsored by Essence, where you can get your glam touch-ups and dance installed from day to night. It can be kind of sweaty at Longitude. Nice. Yeah. With the makeup touch-ups. Your phone a female this morning is Molly.
She's there. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
All good. How are you?
I hope we're not going to keep you late for work, are we?
Absolutely not. I'm here early as hell.
Are you? Okay, amazing. Right. Is there anything that you're quite good at when it comes to, like, women? Like, is it beauty? Maybe health? What would be your, you know, your main
special
thing?
Subject.
Your USP?
Maybe... Everything.
Fantastic. Honestly, the best answer we could get, Molly. Thank you very much. I'm sure I will need you at some point.
Molly, be very honest here with yourself, okay? Are you here for the win, for the prize, or are you here to help Dave?
Dave, you might want to close your ears for this one. It's for the hamper.
I get it, girl. All right, listen, you hang on. All right, Molly, Molly, should I say? Got very overfamiliar there. I feel like I can't. Dave will definitely need you at some point. Okay, so just hang on the line.
No problem.
And just to say for you listening, if there's little ears in the car, this is the girly quiz. We deal with all things girly in and out. So hand on the dial in case a topic comes up that you don't want your 5-year-olds to listen to.
The kids are off though, aren't they?
They are, but sure, maybe there's a camp or something they're going to.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
You ready, Dave?
No.
7 losses in the girly quiz this year, 6 wins.
Oh.
And he clawed back today. Question number one. Dave, retinol is a form of vitamin A. It's an ingredient added to skin creams, to lotions, and to serums. But tell us its benefits.
No.
Go on.
It's a crap question.
It's not a crap question.
It's a crap question.
It's not a crap question.
That's ridiculous.
Everyone's talking about retinol at the moment, hon.
Retinol?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I used to take that for my ADHD.
I doubt it.
Is it not something very similar? I thought that's what I took for my ADHD.
What is it that you're thinking of?
I don't know what it is.
You're thinking of Ritalin.
Ritalin. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Completely different thing, my love. Certainly not retinol.
I was about to say, does it help you concentrate? All right, give me one more time.
Retinol is a form of vitamin A. It's an ingredient added to skin creams, lotions, and serums. What are its benefits?
I'd imagine it cleans or something like that. Maybe does it help you? See, retinol makes you think of retina, your eyes, so maybe it makes you see better. First question, and I'm going to call him Molly. But the only reason I'm calling him Molly is because I think that's a really, really tough first question.
I don't think it is.
I think it's really tough.
It's really not.
What's retinol? I don't know.
Good morning, Molly.
Molly, good morning. I've 30 seconds on the clock.
Hi.
You heard the question, I'm hoping. I can't repeat it because it's too long and complicated. Tell me, what's retinol?
I'm not too sure, but I think retinol is it helps with wrinkles, helps with re-cells. Yeah. Helps with the dems in the skin, I'm not sure. I think it's to do with cells, wrinkles, and just improves skin altogether, nearly sure.
You know what, Molly? I'm loving all these buzzwords that we have. We've anti-aging, we've cells, we've wrinkles. So I'm going to say, what does it help with? Is that the question?
Yeah.
It's anti-aging.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with you, Molly. Is that are you okay with that answer?
Yeah.
Less wrinkles, maybe. Will you go with that instead?
Yeah.
Okay, less wrinkles.
Yeah.
It helps with wrinkles.
You're absolutely correct!
Yay! Yes. Thank God. lads. Molly, thank you so much. I never would have got there without you.
Anti-aging effects can help clear acne. And you were talking out of there about cells. Yeah, it helps the skin make new cells, Molly. So fair play to you, gal.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right. Well, Molly, thank you very much.
You've got to win yourself an Essence hamper for you and a friend. And you're in the draw to win those VIP longitude tickets as well. All right, gal.
Thank you.
Thanks, Molly. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right, one for one. Not too bad, Dave.
Oh, God, that was really tough. I was like, do you know when you sit down for an exam and you just think it's going to be tick the box, but it turns out to be an essay question? That's what that was.
You think it's going to be like multiple choice?
I needed a scribe in there with me.
All right, we're moving on. Question number two on the girly quiz this week, Dave.
I'm sweating.
Which hairstyle is most commonly associated with the clean girl aesthetic?
The clean girl aesthetic?
You're chronically online. You're chronically on TikTok. You should know all about the clean girl aesthetic. Maybe. I don't know what side of TikTok you're on.
I wouldn't be on that side of TikTok. Clean girl aesthetic. I have two... Oh my God, I have two ideas of what it would be. Because if you ever really want to be truly, fully clean, you've kind of got to be hairless, don't you? So I'm thinking bald.
Excuse me.
But then...
Why would you have to be... Explain your thought process there. Why would one need to be bald to be truly clean? I'm just really curious. Actually, do you know what? Stop.
It's my worst thing in the world is when Emma breaks down my answers. Because I'm like, it makes sense in my head at the time. And then she breaks it down and I'm like, oh, yeah, fair enough.
To be truly clean, one must be bald. Is that...
Yeah, okay, it sounds stupid when you say it like
you
that.
You really want to be clean, guys, shave it off. What?
Okay. So it's not...
I mean, yeah, like, sorry, I'm being too helpful there. Maybe go...
No, it's not bald. Okay, fine. The only other one is the one where it's, like, slicked back. Do you know what I mean? Like, slicked back and it kind of comes up and it looks a bit like a wig. I don't know what that is. I just remember Khloe Kardashian having it and it looked mad.
Slicked back, okay.
What's the question one more time?
Which hairstyle is most commonly associated with the clean girl aesthetic?
Hairstyle. Bald isn't a hairstyle.
It could be.
Quiff. That's the only...
Quiff.
The Rachel. These are just for hairstyles that I know. The Bob.
Bob, yeah.
Bangs.
Bangs, yeah.
What's clean girl? I'm going to 50-50 it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and I'm just going to go for my own on the question three. Let's 50-50 it.
Okay. Which hair... Okay. Entering simplify mode. Which hairstyle is most commonly associated with the clean girl aesthetic? Is it A, long extensions? Is it B, slicked back bun or ponytail?
Oh, clean girl. It must be that. It must be B. It must be the slicked back bun or ponytail.
Emulating bald, perhaps.
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
You're absolutely correct.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
By the skin of your literal teeth.
What's clean girl?
Oh, man, I thought you knew. This is a big TikTok thing. It's everywhere. Right. Clean girl aesthetic, beige and boring and brown backgrounds and white T-shirts and very Hailey Bieber look. No makeup, but they've loads of makeup on to make it look like they've no makeup on.
Oh, okay.
This whole thing.
Right, very good. It sounds complicated.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not on that side of TikTok, but listen, now that I know it, maybe I will be.
Cool.
All right, skin of my teeth.
2 out of 2. Question number 3, you're on your own. No lifelines remaining.
Come on.
Callum came up with this question.
Oh.
And I'm nervous I'm going to pronounce it wrong, so would you please ask Dave the question?
Oh.
Dave, describe what an OBGYN does.
Okay, grand. I didn't know if you were going to go with the letters or the pronunciation.
OBGYN, what do they do?
An OBGYN is a doctor that deals with vaginas.
And Jesus.
I don't think that they're... I think they're different to the... What's the other... The one where you put your legs up on the stamps.
On the stamp. A doctor that deals with the vaginas.
Yeah, but maybe I think it's something to do with babies. I think it's like your OBGYN, I think, is the doctor that deals with you giving birth. I think that's what an OBGYN is.
But bear in mind, we're saying OB/GYN, two different things. Well, like, they're kind of the same thing, but they're kind of different things. So you're saying
you always
vaginas
say OBGYN.
And babies.
Yeah, vaginas and babies.
Vaginas and babies.
Final answer.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Is that it?
Yeah.
vaginas and babies. What's the girly quiz come to, lads? No more explanation needed.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm very proud of you, Dave.
Oh, my God. The only reason I know is because there was this TikTok who was, like, going on the street and he was just like, oh, what do you do? And she was like, I'm an OBGYN. He was like, oh, so you're a nurse. And she was like, no, I'm not a nurse.
The actual thing we were looking for there, well, I'll have to do, I can't say the first word, Callum, obstetrics.
Obstetrics and gynecology.
Yeah, they care for pregnant women.
Gynecology was the word I was trying to think of.
They care for pregnant women and unborn children and look after women's sexual and reproductive health. But look, hey,
vaginas and babies.
Yeah. Vaginas and babies, baby. Girly
quiz. Experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, only with Essence.
Really need you. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.